This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, October 4th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Many in the agriculture industry are very relieved that the Gulf and East Coast ports are back in operation after a three-day strike. Rosalind Leake with U.S. Soy Export Council says open ports are welcome news.
But if it had persisted longer, we would have seen certainly larger impacts and ripple effects going through the farm economy. There's definitely a sigh of relief that there was an agreement made and that the ports are back open, especially during harvest time.
Leake says for container shipments, they're critical for some farmers.
The East Coast Gulf container ports account for 5 to 6% of our exports. So when you look at it on the grand scale, you know, it sounds like a pretty small number, but for some of our members or some of our farmers, the East Coast ports are their only real access to the marketplace.
And agreement on wages will keep dock workers on the job until early next year. Former UN ambassador and Trump supporter Kip Thom says the Biden administration could have prevented the strike.
You know, the Biden-Harris administration, along with Secretary Raimondo and Secretary Pete Buttigieg, have failed. They should have been involved with this months ago to try to find a solution to it and solve it before it became a crisis. They did it on the West Coast several years ago. It's too bad they didn't do it here again.
The two sides still must resolve the adoption of automation, and Thom says that will involve training.
Find me another industry that hasn't automated. Agriculture in particular. We had to change. We had to evolve. We had to educate ourselves to work with the technologies we have available today. The same thing's happening in automobile industry, computer industry, all the way across the board.
Focusing on the fall election, Thom says he's not afraid of Donald Trump's trade agenda.
We need to understand that, yeah, there will probably be some tariffs out there, but the reality is we've got to sell everything we can sell. The U.S. markets have fallen apart. We went from a $32 billion trade surplus just prior to Trump taking office to today. We're a $42 billion trade deficit. So Trump's performance has been good. We need to look at that and not the rhetoric we hear oftentimes throughout the campaign trail.
Also in the news this week, a proposal was introduced to the European Union that would delay their deforestation import regulations. Rosalind Leake says there are still more questions than answers.
So instead of coming into full implementation on 12/30 of 2024 for large enterprises and June 30 of 2025 for small and medium enterprises, it would be delayed, effectively, 12 months.
The proposal would still need to be ratified by governing agencies.
So it's been proposed by the Commission, and now it needs to be adopted by both European Parliament as well as the Council. And so, there isn't a clear timeline as to what that might be. So at this point, it's a proposal, but it isn't a done deal.
Leake says if and when the EU deforestation regulations are implemented, U.S. soybean farmers will be well positioned to gain EU soy market share.
When you look at the profile of the United States and our production practices, our statistics as it relates to, you know, deforestation or reforestation, as well as the strong legal environment that we have for production, as well as the enforcement mechanisms, we're in a really good place to kind of demonstrate that compliance and meet the requirements of the regulation.
Finally, in financial news today, stock indices rallied after a stronger-than-expected jobs report pointed to signs of robust health in the labor market. Friday's payrolls report showed U.S. added 254,000 jobs in September, that top forecast by more than 100,000. Gains in previous months revised up the unemployment rate at 4.1%. The jobs report helping to reassure some economists the Fed is likely to achieve a soft landing for the economy. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. 141,000 farms were lost in 5 years. How many more will it take for Congress to pass a new farm bill and help farmers hold on? Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.